Hafid flinched. This night I shall never forget either, master. Oh ho, then something did indeed happen this evening. How is it that thou returnest at such a late hour? Hafid was silent as the old man turned and prodded at the pack on Hafid's mule. It is empty. Success at last. Come into my tent and tell me of your experiences. Since the gods have turned night into day, I cannot sleep, and perhaps your words will furnish some clue as to why a star should follow a camel boy. Pathros reclined on his cot and listened with closed eyes to Hafid's long tale of endless refusals, rebuffs, and insults which had been encountered in Bethlehem. Occasionally he would nod, as when Hafid described a pottery merchant who had thrown him bodily from his shop, and he smiled when told of the Roman soldier who had flung the robe back in Hafid's face when the young seller had refused to reduce his price. Finally, Hafid, his voice hoarse and muffled, was describing all the doubts that had beset him in the inn this very evening. Pathros interrupted him. Hafid, as well as you can recall, relate to me every doubt that passed through your mind as you sat feeling sorry for yourself. When Hafid had named them all to the best of his recollection, the old man asked, "Now what thought finally entered your mind which drove away the doubts and gave you new courage to decide to try again to sell the robe on the morrow?" Hafid considered his reply for a moment and then said, "I thought only of the daughter of Calne. Even in that foul inn, I knew that I could never face her again if I failed." Then Hafid's voice broke. "But I failed her anyway." "You failed? I do not understand. The robe did not return with thee." In a voice so low that Pathros found it necessary to lean forward in order to hear, Hafid related the incident of the cave, the infant, and the robe. As the youth spoke,